النصارى على شيء، وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب، كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم، فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, this verse which I just recited now, yesterday we were speaking about the Jews and the Christians. Not only were they hostile to the Muslims, but rather they were hostile to each other as well. And the current verse which I just recited now, this verse is a continuation of the previous verse. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Yahud, they said that the Nasara, the Christians, they do not stand upon any sound and clear religion. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى, and the Christians said the same regarding the Yahud, that the Yahud, they are not upon anything, they do not stand upon any sound and genuine religion. Here we see this verse was revealed on account of an incident that's reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says that قَدِيمَ أَهْلُ نَجْرَانَ, that the people of Najran from the Christians came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, the Yahud learnt of the arrival to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they sent their ulama and their scholars to come to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that same time. And here the Yahud now came and they confronted the Nasara, the Christians. And one Yahudi by the name of Rafi' bin Huraymila, he got up and he said, "Ma antum ala shay." That listen, oh you Christians, you are not upon anything. So basically, you do not stand upon any sound and genuine religion. And the same was then said by the Nasara to the Yahud. They said, "Ma antum ala shay." And each one of the two groups, the Yahud, they rejected in Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the book that was sent down to Nabi Isa, that is the Injil. And the Nasara, they rejected in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the kitab that was sent down with Musa and to his followers. So Quran then was revealed. Allah says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. But Allah says, the reality of the matter is such, وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ, that both of these groups, they recite and they read the kitab. And in their books, that is the Torah and in the Injil, comes the mention that wujubul imani bi jami'il anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is incumbent that all of them bring iman in all of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they should not be selective and bring iman in just a few anbiya and reject in others. So Quran says, kadhalika qala alladhina la ya'lamuna mithla qawlihim. This was done by the Yahud and Nasara. This incident that took place was done between the Yahud and Nasara, but Allah says the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they say the same. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those who do not know, here referring to the kuffar of Makkah, they say, or they make the same statements. So they say that the Yahud, they are not upon anything, the Nasara, they are not upon anything, and they also say the same with regards to the Prophet that came in their time, and that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he and his religion also does not stand upon anything. Allah says, who is going to decide between all of these groups? It is Allah. فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will decide between all of these groups in those matters that they were deferring in the dunya. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record them for their misdeeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be more unjust and oppressive than that person who prevents that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be taken in the masajid, in the masjids that belong to Allah Himself. وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. And this person here, he strives in destroying these masjids. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ, for such people, مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. They can never enter masjids unless they are fearful and they are a state of fear and panic and in awe. Now if we look at this verse, two incidents were mentioned with this verse, and this verse could possibly refer to either one of these two incidents. Number one, this verse is a continuation of the previous verse. If we look at the previous verse, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ, we see the Yahud and Nasara, they were banding arguments with each other. And we look at this verse, a time came when the Nasara helped the Romans to invade Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and to conquer Jerusalem. And when the Nasara invaded Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, then a group, the ignorant ones from the Nasara, they began to pollute Masjid Al-Aqsa. And after doing this, of course, it's natural that if a person has to do that, then it will stop people from coming to the Masjid, and it will stop people from coming there and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this incident refers to that. And of course, it also upset and it hurt the Jews because of the connection that they had with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that came from the Bani, who came from the Bani Israel, and also built Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. They erected and put up Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So this verse could possibly refer to that incident. The second incident is, this verse got nothing to do with the previous incident. Rather, it refers to a time in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sulh Al-Hudaybiyah, the treaty and the pact of Hudaybiyah. There, that incident, the mushrikeen, they stopped and they barred and they blocked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba from coming to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, from coming to Makkah and Mukarramah to perform Umrah and to do Hajj. And then we know Amul Fath came and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkah. So this verse was then revealed at that time. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ, then who can be more unjust than that person who prevents that the masajid of Allah, Allah's name be taken there. وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا, and he also strives in destroying these masajid. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ, for them it is not appropriate that they ever enter these masajid except that they are in the state of fear. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ, for them in this worldly life is a basement. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and for them is a painful and severe punishment in the hereafter. Now we know when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah and he went to Medina Munawwara for plus minus 16-17 months, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as Qibla. But during this time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who used to look up into the sky, and Nabi would hope that some new commandment would come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel concerning the Qibla, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was yearning and longing and pining for Makkah Mukarramah because that was his hometown. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reveals verses regarding that, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that most definitely we see you turning your face up towards the sky, waiting for some commandment to come from the side of Allah. Allah says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ, that now you turn. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Allah says, most definitely we will make you face a qibla which you are happy with. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ, now Allah instructs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that now face your direction towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Kaaba. And not only now, wherever you are, وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا, wherever you are in the world, then face the Kaaba. So then these verses were also revealed, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Allah says that, listen, to Allah belongs the East and the West. In other words, if you are now commanded by Allah to turn your face away from Masjid Al-Aqsa and to now face the direction of the Kaaba, then this decision belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can do so. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا, whichever direction you turn towards, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, then there is the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, don't be affected by the Yahud taunting you as to why you have now turned your face away from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and now you are facing the Kaaba, the Makkah Mukarramah, the Kaaba. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, then listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is most abundant, He is most knowledgeable. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ